Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Lisa Tarvis, intuitive counselor and author of Just Believe, about her top tips for getting unstuck and living a happier life. And later in the hour, Lisa will also be giving away a free session, so be sure to stay tuned to call in to win that. But first, we want to always start on Tuesdays with our healing meditation. And today, the focus of our healing meditation is going to be politicians. And some of you are probably chuckling about this, but in my mind, given what's been going on here in the U.S. for the past month or so, when more than that, really, but really highlighted for the past month or so, we really could stand to send them some healing energy, some love, and some energy to focus on collaboration and not competition. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in. One more deep breath in just to anchor that in. And I would ask you if you felt that was something that we should be focusing on, is helping politicians to collaborate, not compete with one another, then when the audio archive for this comes out in a few days, send it to all your friends and have them do this little 1 minute meditation. And together, maybe we can help that shift. I also wanted to remind you that I'm always looking for areas to do our healing meditation. And so if you have something you'd like us to focus on for this 1 minute meditation on a Tuesday, then send me an email at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. All right. I want to ask you, last Monday was World Smile Day. And during our light bulb moment on Tuesday, I talked about smiling as a spiritual practice, or as a practice to being happier. And I'm curious if people actually tried doing it. So I would love to have feedback on that. And even if you don't have feedback for me, there's just another little reminder that actually smiling, whether we're happy or not, makes us feel better, and it makes those around us happier as well. Well, I've been putting together topics for my very first book I'm getting ready to write. And for that, I've been going back through blog posts that I did over the past year and a half. And It's been really interesting because I get reminded of things where I'm like, this is something I thought I'd never forget or would never be out of my consciousness. And yet, oh, here it is a year later. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was really a big aha for me. It's good to be reminded of it. And one of those things is I was going through a phase where I was feeling envious of people that I really wanted to emulate. And a tool that a friend of mine gave me whenever we're feeling envious, and I'll be sharing more about that during the light bulb moment towards the end of the show. Well, let's go ahead and introduce Lisa because I know she's got some great information to share with you today. Always having strong intuition that would prove to come naturally in her earliest years, little did Lisa Tarvez know of the origin. The gifts she possessed had been passed down through generations. The result of Lisa's natural spiritual abilities and exposure to metaphysics led her to where she is today. Lisa Tarvez holds a master's degree in metaphysical science. She's board certified as an expert holistic health practitioner. She's certified Reiki master. She's also certified intuitive and in aromatherapy, color therapy, chakra therapy, reflexology, herbology, hypnosis, and crystal therapy. With all those accreditations and all that schooling, I don't know how Lisa's had time to actually do anything else, but I know she has. She's got lots of experience, and we'll be finding out more about that in a little bit. I'm just amazed at all of these gifts that Lisa has. And Lisa's also a published author of a book, Just Believe, about her life, including The Gift to See and Communicate with Angels. A happy wife and a proud mother of three teenagers, Lisa takes her profession seriously and handles it with the utmost passion. Lisa says her favorite words are believe and faith. And her quote is, I believe that with faith, anything is possible. We just have to believe it. Let's welcome Lisa Tarvez to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And I am just blown away by all of these accreditations that you have. It's just amazing to me, the breadth of your focus.
Yeah, I actually, when you were reading it, I was sitting here giggling to myself because I'm like, that is just ridiculous. I really have to stop with the certifications already.
Well, you know, part of where I got to, and I'm not saying that this is what you need to do, but for me personally, I eventually got to a place where, for me, I realized that some of the accreditation was to give myself to make myself feel that I was credible, right?
Right.
And really, I got to a place where I could do that without having to have the actual, you know, thing that said I was.
Right. I've been there myself. I've been there myself lately because for me, I'm just like, I would be a professional student if
I could make
a living at it. I just love to learn. And I keep doing it. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well get certified in it. You know, and I just keep finding all these certification programs. But I actually, herbology was my last one. And I wanted to get a certification in that one because that was kind of important when you're recommending, you know, herbal remedies to people and things to really, really kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah, there are some ones where it is important to have the credential. I agree.
Right. Yeah.
Very true. But because you have all of that education as well as experience applying that education, you have some, you have what you've noticed to be kind of some of the top things that people can do to really help themselves heal and to help themselves get unstuck and move forward. And that's going to be our focus for today's show is really, you know, in your years of doing this, what have you noticed about what really helps people the most? And I'll let you just jump in with what one of your favorite ones is.
Yeah, I think for me, what I've noticed most is that people get stuck basically in an anger and in unforgiveness. They get stuck not being able to let go of people that have hurt them, of situations that they, you know, didn't like the outcome of whatever. And what we do is when we get stuck, we basically are using all the energy that our body needs just to stay healthy, just to stay well. And we're putting that into this anger state, this holding, this stuck issue of not being able to get past something. And I think we've all done it. I don't know anybody that hasn't.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've all
done it. You go back and you start thinking about, you know, I'll do it every once in a while, something crazy from 10 years ago, you know, a boss of mine or something, you know, that I had that said something that hurt my feelings once. And all of a sudden I'll get all worked up about it again. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? So to me, you have to really go back to the situation and examine it for what it was. Recognize that you were probably not perfect in whatever the conflict was either. You probably made your own mistakes. That person is only human, you know, only is making the same mistakes that they're making because, you know, they're human, just like you're human. You've hurt someone, whether you wanted to or not, at some point in your life. We all have.
Right.
So it's just a matter of being human and learning how to accept people for that, not expecting perfection out of everyone. It just doesn't happen. You're not going to get that. So in all the things that I teach and all the things that I talk about, I really have to say that forgiveness is the thing that I notice most people. I do a lot of chakra balancing in my work. I balance people's chakras all the time. And they are, you know, it's seven main energy centers in the body for anyone who's listening that doesn't know. But they're very important. They make every single function in our body happen. So any kind of pain you're having, it could be that there's an imbalance in that chakra. So the chakra isn't working perfectly, which is causing some kind of physical discomfort or some sort of illness. So when I'm doing that, so many times I'll have like just this idea come to me where my guides and the angels are telling me this person is holding on to anger, and I can tell what it's about. Like I can tell if it's a childhood issue from which chakra it's in. I mean, it's immediate, and I talk to them and we talk it out, and I explain that they have to learn to forgive. They have to learn to let it go. And they're not doing that by saying, okay, it's okay that you hurt me. It's okay that you did this to me. You're just saying, you know what? I'm moving forward with my life and you're not going to mess it up anymore. You know, I'm not allowing you to mess it up anymore. And that's how we do it.
Well, and we're coming up on a break because I want to talk a lot more about forgiveness because to me it is a big topic. But since we're coming up on a break, we're going to stop at that point for right now. And when we come back, we will pick up where we left off. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Lisa will share more about forgiveness and how it can help you get unstuck.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure. a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Guess what? The Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Lisa Tarvez, intuitive counselor and author of Just Believe. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Lisa. So Lisa, can you give your contact info for listeners and also maybe just a brief little spiel about what kinds of services you offer?
Sure. I like to keep it nice and simple. So I just have everything is accessible from my website. So my website is www.lisatarvez.com. So it's LISATARVES.com. And there are links to my Facebook page and my, I have a fan page for my book, which is called Just Believe. I have a, my company, which is called Metaphysical Healing. I have a Facebook page for that, a Twitter account. Everything is Lisa Tarvez. So it's
that makes it very easy.
Yeah, it's really easy. At Lisa Tarvez for Twitter / Lisa Tarvez for Facebook. You know, it's all nice and simple. So, and there are links to where you can buy my book, either through Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, where anywhere books basically are sold, on my site as well. But I do, as you were, you know, mentioning, and you know, my bio, I do a lot of different things. I'm certifying a lot of people now as Reiki 1-2 and master. I can do a Sui and Tibetan Reiki training. I also certify people as holistic health practitioners and things of that sort. But for my specific work that I do with my clients outside of certifying them to do their own energy work, I do obviously Reiki, a lot of chakra balancing, which I use Reiki to do. I do intuitive readings, intuitive counseling. I do angel card readings, psychic development. A lot of people are trying to, you know, enhance their psychic abilities right now and trying to figure out what they are, you know, like they know right. that something's going on, but they just aren't sure what it is. And so I kind of help them define it and make it grow. Usually that's what they want. Sometimes they want it to go away, which, you know, that's okay too. We can work on that too. So, you know, whatever, but I do hypnosis, past life regressions. I do a lot of meditation instruction, things like that. I'm big on severing etheric cords because I feel that etheric cords are a lot of the reasons why we get stuck, like we were talking about. You know, if that energy cord is still attached between us and that the person that we're holding anger towards, it's much easier to get that flowing again if the cord is still there. It's easy to get the anger flowing again, even if we right. think we're over something, if that energy cord's still there. So I usually call in Archangel Michael and ask him to sever the cords. Everybody can do that themselves, by the way. Some people just like having it done officially, you know, but you can do that yourself just by asking Archangel Michael to sever any sort of energy cords that are attached to you that are unhealthy or not working for your best interest. So, you know, that's something very simple everyone can do for themselves.
Well, and I know that maybe a year or so ago, I went to a hypnotherapist for a few times. It was when I had first discovered that, you know, I kind of fell in this bailiwick of highly sensitive person. And mm-hmm. so I take on a lot of energy that doesn't belong to me. And that's part of what she helped me do, too, was sever some of those cords.
Yeah, the empathic part of people, when people are an empath, which I was born empathic as well, and I have a whole chapter on that in my book, because it's actually, you know, I always say of all the psychic gifts that exist, it's the one that you would return if you could. It's very, very, very hard. It's a really hard gift to, it's really hard to call it a gift, you know, because it's painful. I mean, I write in my book about how you know, I can't go to the mall at Christmas time. I do 100% of my shopping online. 100% of my shopping online. I even buy, like, you know, the stocking stuffers online. You know, I can't go to a mall. There's too much energy, too many people, too much energy. And everybody's either, you know, you get some that are really happy and enjoying the season, but most people aren't. You know, most people are stressed out, and I'm picking all that up, and I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
I can't go to fairs anymore. I can't go to, you know, amusement parks, things like that, anything that's super, super crowded. So there is a part of it that is really debilitating, I think, you know, it feels like it's a disability in some ways because you're so trapped.
So I'm curious. I mean, we're off topic from the forgiveness thing, but I think this is still of interest. So do you feel that as you've gotten older, you've become more sensitive?
I think as I've gotten older, I've become absolutely more sensitive.
Okay, because I do too.
Yeah, I blame my kids a little bit. I think that, and it's weird. I don't know if something happens when you have children that maybe, you know, I think for me, it made me more in tune with just the ability to love outside of what I thought my limit was, you know,
right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that opened it up, because right around then I started having past life experiences, fears that weren't rational. And I had a past life regression done, and my kids are, 15, 19 and 20 now. So they're pretty much older. So this has been going on for, you know, a long time. Mm-hmm. But I think right around the time I had my children, began to have my children 20 years ago, I started having more sensitivity than I'd had even as a child, when I was able to see angels, which I cannot do anymore. I don't see them. I feel them. Once in a while, I'll see something that, you know, I know it's them showing themselves, but it's not in full body like it used to be.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I asked that because this was a year ahead of me really kind of realizing what was going on. I went to a seminar in New York City that was in a hotel right in Times Square. Mm-hmm. And I had been there several times before over the previous 20 years. And I loved all the excitement and energy. This time, this was 2 years ago, I just was like, oh my God, I felt bombarded. And I just wanted to run away. And so that was why I asked that question, because that had been my experience, but I don't have any experience outside of my own to say, you know, if this is the way it works or not. So,
yeah, it's absolutely, I think it can, you know, and I have clients that come to me all the time and they, you know, I always think that right now we're in a state of an awakening, you know, anyway, a spiritual awakening, which I'm sure you talk about a lot, you know, with the people you have on your show. So you know, we're having this awakening going on, and a lot of people that weren't real sensitive to their, psychic abilities, or didn't even know they had any kind of, intuitive abilities, psychic abilities, whatever you want to call it, are now having things happen, having coincidences that they thought they were, or find out that they're not really coincidences because there's too many. So, so they're coming to me and they're all expressing this too. So I think that there's, you know, a little bit for me, I think I was born this way and it got intensified when, I had children. And I think that now that we're in this awakening phase, the spiritual awakening, I think it is just intensified for so many others, almost all of us to some degree.
Right. And, you know, I am, and this is really, I'm saying this for listeners. I went to someone who does what she calls energy healing, but she's psychic. And for the reasons why is are not important, but what I wanted listeners to hear is that she says exactly what you're saying, that she gets a lot of people coming to her because, you know, something's going on and they don't get it, right? Or it's new, or they're confused, or they don't know what to do about it. And right. So, you know, so for people listening, if you're starting to have, you know, these kind of psychic experiences, you don't have to do anything about it. You can just allow it, right? But, right. But if you want, you know, I mean, if you want to learn more about it, then it's helpful to work with someone on that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that, you know, some people come to me, they're like, I hate this, make it stop, make it go away, you know, and I sit and I work with their third eye and I try to close it up a little bit. But the thing is, you know, you don't really want to, you want to be able to have intuition. We all have that built in, you know, and this is just like an intuition supersized when you're, you know, psychic. It's just like supersizing what's already there.
Right. Well, we've used almost this entire segment talking about not forgiveness, Let's just kind of summarize the forgiveness piece in the couple minutes we have before the next break. And one of the things I wanted to add to what you were saying a little bit earlier, Lisa, is really to make it clear that forgiveness does not mean that whatever happened was okay. And it does not mean that you have to have a relationship with the person who hurt you.
Absolutely.
If they are unsafe, you do not have to have a relationship. The forgiveness is really about letting go of the energy charge that you have around the incident or around the relationship so that you are not triggered by what happened or by that person so that you can feel better. It's really all about you feeling better. It's not about the other person being forgiven.
Absolutely. Beautifully said, really. That's exactly right. You're doing it for you. It's actually a selfish act. And I think sometimes when you think of it as being selfish, you all of a sudden you're kind of giving yourself permission.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because you're not doing it for the other person that you're angry
right.
with.
Yeah, because I have been a counselor in my previous lives, and I know people lots of times have objection because it's like, well, they don't deserve my forgiveness.
Right.
And it isn't about the other person. It is about you and you doing what you need to do to feel good. And if you can look at it that way, it makes it a lot easier. And you know, there can be a piece too of having compassion for the other person, even though it does not say that what they did was okay. Like I can look at, you know, things that have happened to me or the way I've been treated by someone, and I can understand why they acted that way based on their own wounding. And it still doesn't make it okay, but it makes it a lot easier for me to let go of it.
Right.
When I can go, it was kind of really beyond their own control because this is a result of what happened to them.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is time for us to take another break. And when we come back from this break, Lisa is going to give away a free session to the first caller. So you can get ready to call in. The number to call is 800-930-2819. And we'll talk more about it when we come back from the break. But just so you get ready, 800-930-2819. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Lisa Tarvis, intuitive counselor and the author of Just Believe. And we are going to give away a free session with Lisa to the first caller at 800-930-2819. And Lisa, why don't you just share a little bit about what kind of sessions the winner can choose from?
Absolutely. I can do any kind of healing. Distantly it works fine. I mean, I'm as everybody is probably aware, and I'm probably repeating everything everybody already said on previous shows, but you know, distance doesn't make any difference when it comes to energy work, because energy doesn't recognize time, space, and all of that stuff. So I can do any kind of healing session. I can do any kind of etheric cord severing session. Any kind of counseling session, if somebody just needs some intuitive guidance, I have a lot of my clients that call me for that, because they're getting a little of everything. They're getting a little healing, with a job to do, with an assignment to do to make their lives a little better. And they're also getting intuitive guidance. So they're getting the psychic reading, out of it too. So, I do that, or I can do just a plain old card reading. You know, I use angel cards usually, or angel tarot cards, and then I can do just a plain psychic reading. So anything.
All right.
It's up to them.
So again, if you want that free session with Lisa, 800-930-2819. So I want to leave forgiveness behind for the moment, and let's talk a little bit about another topic that I know that you think is really important for people to get unstuck and be able to move forward, and that is shifting self-talk.
Yes. That's another one of my, that's my second big thing, that I talk about all the time. And I think this is important, because we sit there and you think about any time you look in the mirror, and we are our worst critics. I mean, we see every flaw, every little thing. I mean, every ounce of weight we gain, we think, oh my gosh, I look like I just swallowed a turkey. You know what I mean? It's like, But nobody else notices this. It's a couple of pounds or something, and we're so hard on ourselves, and not just on our appearance, but on everything. Oh, that was so stupid. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why am I so dumb? And we take this one little thing and we expand it into this huge definition of who we decide we are. It's crazy. Yes. It's crazy that we do it. So I always like to challenge people to try and use what they're getting, the stuff that's coming in. Pay attention to the thoughts that are coming into your head. Pay attention. Stop that. When you have that negative thought come into your head, when you do something, you drop a glass and you sit there, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just dropped that glass. I broke that glass. I'm so dumb. How could I have done that? Stop it. Oh, oops, I dropped the glass. Big deal. Clean up some glass, right. You know, and sweep it all up and throw it in the trash. It's not a big deal. We don't have to beat ourselves up about everything. And when we start catching ourselves doing this a bunch of times, we notice that we are doing it a lot. And when we're doing it a lot, we end up in this negative. Everything just turns negative. Then we're negative about everything. So instead, you know, think of something positive to say. Like when I drop a glass, I'm like, well, good. I had three of that set left. Now I have two. That's better. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the kind of, I hate having odd numbered glasses, so that's good. You know, so it's that sort of spin on things to make it just seem a little bit better.
Well, you know, I had another guest maybe a month or so ago who gave her example. We weren't talking about this topic per se, but I can't remember how it came up. And she was saying that there was this stain on her rug and she works from home. And every day she'd go, oh, God, there's that ugly stain. I need to do something about that. And finally she started saying, oh, there's that brown spot on my rug. So just making it neutral even.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
It didn't even have to be like, oh, I'm so excited there's a spot on my rug, but it was just like neutral. It's not ugly. You know, she wasn't labeling it as ugly and she wasn't feeling like she had to do anything about it. And it does make a big difference.
It does. And the other thing is, if it's something like that, something like a spot like on your carpet or something, set it as an action. Put it on your to-do list. I'm going to take care of this or that day. So that way it's not there anymore. The spot's gone. You're getting rid of the spot. You know what I mean? However you're going to do it.
Decide that you're going to be okay with it.
Or decide that you're right. Make more spots. Make a pattern of spots. What the heck? So I think that would work in my house with my three cats and two dogs and three sneakers. It's a pattern of spots.
Cheaper. Yeah, that's a good, and it could be abstract, right? It didn't have to be it didn't have to be anything where there was actually a design. It could just be abstract. Yeah,
abstract.
Perfect.
I like it too.
Well, you know, and the other thing I want to say about self-talk, I mean, two things I think really I want to say about it. One is that, you know, from a psychotherapy perspective, it's really what cognitive therapy addresses, which we use very successfully to treat both depression and anxiety. And it's changing what you think changes how you feel. And the other piece that I want to say about it, and we can talk a little bit more about each of these if we want to, is that what we focus on expands. It's part of the law of attraction. So if I'm focusing on what's really negative about myself or really negative about a situation, then I'm going to be drawing more of that to me. And that's not what we want to do.
Exactly. That's like the simple, like, you know, law of attraction. You know, it's exactly what like attracts like. If you're thinking negatively, you're going to get that negative back. If you're thinking positively, you're going to get that positive back. So, yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. So much of this to me is just common sense, spirituality, metaphysics, you know, holistic health. A lot of it to me is just, you know, taking care of yourself in a common sense manner. You know,
yes.
Common sense. And I guess that's a rarity, but I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, it's just practical, you know, it just makes sense. But I think there are people that struggle with that one.
Well, you know, I think that especially when it comes to talking about our thoughts or thinking about our thoughts, our thoughts get kind of a mind of their own.
Right.
And they lead us down this, you know, garden path that we don't really want to go down, but we think that what we think is real. And it's coming to the understanding that we can choose what we think. It's not just there. You know, it's not some magic thing that gets placed in our heads. We choose our thoughts. And so you can be, once you get aware of your thoughts, and that's the most important part is the awareness, then whenever you have one of those thoughts that makes you feel bad, you can, in that moment, choose to shift it, just like you did with breaking a glass, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's the awareness that you have that power, that your thoughts don't just magically appear in your head. You create them.
Exactly. And that's it. And the thoughts are things because they are, once you think them, they are things. They are energy. They have an existence and they can alter everything. And I think so much of it is our moods, and then our moods alter other people's moods. And it's just becomes, you know, like the flu, you know, it just gets this negative, self-talk, this negative energy just gets passed around over and over again, you know?
Right, right. And I mean, it just reminds me of what you said a little bit earlier in the show when we were talking about forgiveness and how, you know, even you can get caught up with all of a sudden you start thinking about something bad, quote unquote bad, that happened to you 10 years ago, and you're right back in that feeling. And it's the same, it's all part of the same concept, that what creates that feeling is those thoughts that you're having about it.
And you can't think that, you know, just because we choose, just because we make the choice, which it is a choice to forgive, which is what we need to do. We make that choice. It doesn't mean that we're going to like never have it enter our thought again. It may come up again. It's going to come up, and we have to re-acknowledge it again. And we have to forgive again. It's a process. It's a constant process, but it's an important process. It's so important in order to not get stuck in your head, you know, to not get stuck in your life.
And it really is a physiological process too, because what you're doing each time you choose to shift the thought is that you're creating a new neural pathway. Because the reason we think those thoughts just appear in our heads is because we have these automatic reactions that are actually chemical reactions in our brain that have been set up through lots of use of that particular pathway. So it takes some practice and some repetition to really shift the path that it goes down when you have that thought.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we're coming up to the end of our time together, Lisa. So I would just love for you to share once again how people can find you.
Sure. You can find me on the web at www.lisatarvis.com. That's LISATARVES.com. I'm a social media freak, so I'm always, always posting articles and quotes and all kinds of stuff on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and, you know, just you name it, I'm on it. So Pinterest.
And you do your own radio show also, right?
I do my own radio show every Sunday called Just Believe. It's on Blog Talk Radio, but it is it's a network that was created by a friend of mine called the Right Stream Network, and it has several different shows on it during the week. And my show is on Sundays at 1 o'clock Eastern.
Very good. And I'm sure there are archives that people can listen to.
There are archives. There's a link. If you go to my website, there's a page that's called Radio, and it has links to all the shows I've been on as a guest, as well as all the shows that I have done as a host.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing with us ways that we can take control and really get ourselves unstuck through forgiveness and shifting our self-talk.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really had a great time. It was really fun.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, changing envy to admiration. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Oh. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Lisa Tarvez, and you can find out more about Lisa at www.lisatarvez.com. And Lisa had a really great suggestion for people who aren't able to listen to the show live, and they always miss out on the giveaways, that what we're going to do is the first person who listens to the archived show to the podcast, which will be available starting probably tomorrow. And I'll give you the email, the URL for that in a minute. The first person who listens to the archived show and then emails Lisa and says, I listened to it and I'd like to have a free session, Lisa will give the first person who emails her a free session. And you can listen to the archived podcast at TransformationTalkRadio.com or at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. So that the audio is usually up there Wednesday, maybe Thursday. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa. Really enjoyed having that conversation with her today. Some other ways you can get more help with moving forward in life on Facebook. Each day I'm posting about a specific topic, and today's topic happens to be on self-talk. So if you're interested in learning more about shifting your own self-talk so that you can have a happier life, go and take a look at my Facebook page. It's The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO. And of course, always, LauraLongleyShow.com. And we've really had a lot of great guests over the year plus that I've been doing this show. And you can always listen to the archives at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts, sign up for the radio show newsletter and you'll get the link to read the written transcripts. And you can find that in the right sidebar at the top of the LauraLongleyShow.com page. So I want to talk a little bit about this idea of changing envy to admiration. And how what I mentioned at the top of the show is that I've been going through old blog posts, getting ready to put together an outline for the book I'm going to write. And really, it's been amazing to me how much I've learned in the last year and a half that I've, I won't say that I've forgotten since I learned it, because I didn't forget what I learned, but that it gets integrated in, and so it's not in my consciousness. But so one of the blog posts I ran across was talking about a situation that I had going on. It was about a year and a half ago, where I was feeling really envious of some people that were successful at doing something that I want to do. And the number one person that it was really kind of directed towards was Oprah, which, I mean, it sounds kind of crazy that I'm envious of Oprah. Probably everybody's envious of her in some way. But what I was envious of was at the time she had started her new network, OWN, and on it she had a show that was called Oprah's Life Lessons or something like that. And that was exactly the kind of show I wanted to do. It was before I started this radio show, but I knew in my heart that this was what I wanted to be doing. And I was just like, gosh darn it, I want to do it. Why is she doing it now? Why can't I do it? And instead of looking at her as a role model and looking at what she has done as education for what I can do, I was so envious of her that I really just couldn't even do more than be angry at her for her success, which, I mean, is really a pretty severe enviousness. And a friend of mine I was talking with about this said to me, well, you know what I do is whenever I find myself feeling envious of someone, I change that to admiring them. And it just, it was one of those moments where I went, wow. And I mean, it's kind of like our self-talk, right? It's changing our perception of the exact same situation. And I just found that to be so helpful and useful that I wanted to share that with you today. So some of the reasons that it is helpful, first of all, from a law of attraction perspective, just like we were talking about with Lisa, when I'm putting out there all this negative energy, I'm going to get back negative in return. When I put out love, which admiration is, that's what I'm going to get in return. Love and acceptance and admiration, that's what I'm going to get in return. The more I admire the people who have gone before me, the more I draw to me what I want to create just like they do. And the other thing is that envy comes from a place of lack. It comes from a place of that I don't have what I want, and maybe I believe I can't have what I want. And that's not a good place to be when we're trying to create something new. We really need to be in that positive mindset. And also, from a self-talk perspective, I feel better when I'm admiring someone rather than being envious of them. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago on Facebook today, we're discussing self-talk and how you have the power to change how you feel. So if that's something that resonates for you, go and take a look at the Facebook page. And in terms of our light bulb moment and how you can do this for yourself, or how you can apply this idea to your own life, there's really not too much to this particular technique. It's really pretty simple. It's just whenever you notice that you're feeling jealous or envious of someone else's accomplishments, then change your feeling to admiration for their accomplishments and for them, for the traits that they have that allowed them to accomplish that. So then you are drawing attention to your those traits in yourself so that you can go forward and accomplish what you would like to accomplish. So shift out your envy for admiration. So next Monday's show on October 21st, it's the third Monday, which means it's an all call-in show for tarot and intuitive readings and guidance. And I would really love to get more callers who listen on WBLQ in Rhode Island. I love my Seattle callers. I'm not saying I don't love them. I really do love my Seattle area callers. And we've also had a few from other states who listen online. But let's spread the love around. So next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, Rhode Island callers, get ready to dial and get your tarot reading or get your intuitive guidance session. Just want to remind you about signing up for the newsletter so that you don't miss anything. That's on the lauralonglyshow.com. And I would really love to get your email with any feedback you have, what you like about the show, what you could use less of, and ideas for other topics or guests that you would like to see on the show. I want to thank my guest today, Lisa Tarvis, for sharing her wonderful perspective on forgiveness and self-talk and how those can really help us move forward in our lives when we're feeling stuck. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time and a lovely conversation with Lisa. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, I just mentioned a minute ago, next Monday is the third Monday of the month, so it's an all-call-in show for tarot readings, and I'm looking for you Rhode Island callers to call in and get your reading. So tune in live at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.